Well, you probably have heard these stories about scammers who take advantage of someone and then continue to take advantage of them. Well, it does happen. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Michelle Reinen, our consumer expert from DATCAP. And Michelle, tell us about this and how these scams can really snowball.
Yeah, we share this as a learning opportunity for people to try and identify in slow motion here where things could have changed, because when we get caught up in these situations, they move very quickly. So in the case that was reported to DATCAP, a consumer lost nearly $500,000 in a scheme involving government imposters, a fake non-disclosure agreement, and the purchase of several boxes of gold bars. What happened is that this consumer received a legitimate looking pop-up notification on their computer, and it indicated that their data was compromised and urged them to call a Windows tech support phone number. Well, when they contacted that, they received a fake Windows employee who directed them to the fake Federal Trade Commission Fraud Unit, who is our national consumer protection partner, the legitimate FTC. So no one would think that's a reliable resource. Well, that imposter told the consumer that their identity was stolen, gave them many specific but completely fictional details about the case, and then they were told to sign a non-disclosure agreement for their security. But really, the scammer's intent was to isolate this individual and prevent them from sharing details with friends and family to identify that this was all just a scam. Well, as this continued, the consumer was told to protect their retirement funds by transferring them to their bank account and use them to purchase gold bars. And then at every step, there was a very complicated process where they were continued to be counseled by this fake FTC representative. But finally, the individual was told that an undercover agent in a black SUV would pick up the gold bars. They'd hand over the gold and then be assured that they'd be issued a new social security number and a check for the gold's full value. And again, at the end of the day, this was nearly $500,000 lost in this scheme.
And that was right here in Wisconsin?
That was here in Wisconsin and reported to DATCAP. So, of course, we've gotten our federal partners and law enforcement partners involved in this ruse, if you will, to see if there's any leads that can be taken to try and help this individual recover from this scam.
And does it look like they're making any progress?
Well, that's yet to be determined, in that this is a newer issue. We wanted to make sure we got it out there for the learning opportunity with everyone. You know, there's a number of different complicated schemes tied together. It's the tech support scam, the pop-up on the computer tied with the government imposter aspect of this, and then the movement of money and being asked to make payments in non-traditional forms like gold bars. We often talk cryptocurrency, wiring money, things that aren't traceable, and the secrecy of the non-disclosure agreement. So a number of different things when you have time to think through them that appear to be red flags. But again, in this moment of urgency and panic and threats of losing your retirement and your identity, that rational thought doesn't always come first.
What a disturbing story that is. Michelle, if anybody out there thinks that maybe they've got somebody trying to get that kind of information from them, or if they feel that there's just something not right in a transaction they're making, let's give that consumer protection hotline number.
Yes, 1-800-422-7128. And as well, you can go to our website at datcp.wi.gov to get a consumer guide that gives you the highlights of these different scams, just to keep as a resource for when you encounter these situations.